Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, celebrating 100 years in business. And today we'll be joined by Sport Mod driver Josh Apple. We'll also hear from Bob from Midwest Collision, Brianna from Bulldog Coatings, Brent from Stinger Attachments, and Corey from Napa Auto Parts, right after a few words from our sponsors.
When it comes to choosing your next industrial, commercial, residential, and ag electrician, choose Coles Electric. Hi, this is Steve Cole. Coles Electric offers pole setting, directional boring, underground trenching, boom truck service. We also update your lighting to new energy-efficient LEDs for years of reliability and service. Planning, design, or 24-hour service, see ColesElectric.com or call 507-451-1387.
It's Pete the Sauce Man here to remind you that no grilling season is complete without the award-winning line of sauces from Cookies. Our original flavor made us famous, but we've got a sauce for every palate, including sweet hickory, tangy mustard, western, and wings and things hot sauce. And don't forget about our sweet and savory Korean barbecue sauce. It's the one that puts the Asian twist on some of our favorites like chicken wings, pork, seafood, and more. So get out there and celebrate the season of the sauce, and remember, smart cookies use cookies.
Napa know-how.
This fall, Napa Auto Parts is pulling out all the stops and helping you put it back better than ever with big savings on your next complete brake job. Claim a $50 prepaid Visa card by mail when you make a $250 qualifying brake parts purchase now through October 31st. What are you waiting for? A great brake job starts and stops at Napa Auto Parts. Stop by your local Napa store or visit NapaOnline.com today. Offer valid at participating stores through October 31st, 2025. Restrictions may apply. See store for details.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor is your family-owned club car dealer in Blooming Prairie. If you're considering a new or new-to-you golf cart or utility vehicle, stop and talk to Doug Miner today. With over 20 years in business and extensive product knowledge, we'll help you find the right golf cart or utility vehicle to fit your needs and budget. Whether you're looking to golf or just need a ride around the farm or campground, stop at Miners today to check out your options.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Since 1997, Weir's Machine has been innovating the finest products in the racing industry. We also manufacture the Ultra Force load machines and develop the Ultra Force suspension software, which allows you to take your program to the next level. Be sure to check out the all-new CircleTrack app, your ultimate go-to spot for race team information. Keep track of your maintenance schedule, parts list, car setups, and more. Proudly made in the USA, champions across the country choose Weir's Machine, Ultra Force, and the CircleTrack app to take them to victory lane. Shop now at weirsmachine.com, ultraforcetech.com, and the all-new CircleTrackApp.com. Follow us on all of our social media platforms at Weir's Machine.
Powerlift Doors by French Manufacturing can give an old farm building a new lease on life. Powerlift Doors Zero Clearance Loss Retrofit Doors increase your clear opening width and height, allowing large machinery to be stored in space you already have on your farmstead. A new shop, machine storage, livestock, or personal building, think Powerlift Doors by French Manufacturing. See PowerliftDoors.com or call 507-374-9306. That's 507-374-9306.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Josh Apple. And Josh, let's start off talking about growing up in Kansas. Jetmore, Kansas, that is. Where is Jetmore, and did you grow up with someone in the family that raced?
So Jetmore, it's very far southwest corner of the state, small town. I think in the whole county, I think we only had around 1,000 people total. As far as I remember, we didn't have anyone really in our family that raced. We lived probably less than a mile away from the Jetmore Motorplex that was there at the time. Then it changed to, I believe they called it the Great American Dirt Track, that we grew up just going and watching. And yeah, we raced dirt bikes from when I was a kid. And then my dad bought a modified, and then I helped out enough that he let me drive it, I guess. Then it's just been stuck in the blood since then.
Wow, that is a sparsely populated area. There probably wasn't a Walmart superstore or a Target around.
Nope. My town Jetmore there. I don't think they even have a stoplight still. I haven't drove back through there in a while, but yeah, it was small.
As you mentioned, you started your career in motocross. You talk about a good way to bust up your body. How long were you involved in motocross before you decided to switch to something with a roll cage?
I believe just a shot in the dark. I can't think of how long, but probably 8 to 10 years. We did that ever since I was probably 9 or something. And we went to the hospital a time or two, and then my mom actually had a car wreck, and I think that kind of slowed us down from doing that as much and switched to roll cages.
What is the story behind the tattoo Ride Together?
That's just a friend that their dad owned a motorcycle shop close to Jetmore in Dodge City. He had 2 kids. We used to always ride together at the track, and unfortunately, the youngest kid died, so that was just something a couple of us did, just in memory of him.
You know, everybody that I see that goes out riding motorcycles together or ATVs together or snowmobiles together, they really become a tight-knit group because you learn a lot about each other out there on the trail. If somebody breaks down, who's going to help who, and those guys are the guys you can depend on.
Yeah, and that's about how I feel that the dirt track world is too. It's just one big family that everyone helps out each other. It's not like you have many enemies. I mean, just everyone's willing to lend a hand when someone needs it. And just, yeah, everyone helps each other out.
When did you make the jump from bikes to cars, and how did you obtain your first race car?
I think it was in 2010 when I graduated high school. My dad let me run his modified a couple nights throughout the summer. And then I believe it was that next winter, we actually had a guy in town that had an old frame out back that we bought for cheap. And then me and my dad both raced together.
Dodge City Raceway Park. How did that track and track surface differ from the tracks that you're running now, that Iowa black dirt that you can grow corn in?
it's quite a bit different. And then the competition is way different. Also, just the guys around Iowa are racing 3-4 nights a week. And back in Kansas, depending where you live, if you raced both nights on the weekend, that was about as much as you were going. Most people had to drive quite a ways to even do that. So just seat time is a lot more available up here in Iowa compared to there. And then, yeah, the dirt's just so much different of getting used to how you have to set your car up.
I can't imagine trying to get a bite on one of those tracks in Kansas or Oklahoma or Texas. They look really sandy and extremely dry slick.
Yeah, they usually get that way. Also, I mean, growing up, especially there in Dodge City, sprint cars are a big popular thing around there. So we always ran with sprint cars weekly, and that made it even slicker and just harder to get a hold of.
How did you end up in North Iowa from Kansas?
We went to Boone to the Super Nationals. I believe our first year was in 2014, if I remember right. And then we went every year after that. And I just met a couple people from around North Iowa that raced. And I was young enough and dumb enough, I guess, that they talked me into moving. And I found a place and packed up and left.
Garner is a great little town, and it's also very centrally located to give you lots of opportunities to race.
Yeah, it's nice that going to Algona and Britt, it's short drive. Mason's not very far. Boone and Marshalltown are a little farther, but even that drive, that's about the drive that we would have to make in Kansas if we wanted to go anywhere other than Dodge City. So I'm used to driving 1.5-2 hours away.
One thing, the season is over really early down in your area. By the end of August,
you're really limited on where you can go because most of the tracks are closed or don't have a September-October schedule.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I wish they would go a little longer, but as long as we don't have other plans going on, then we usually kind of make that the time that we can go travel to some other specials and kind of see some of our friends we've made over racing that in southern Iowa or even go to Wisconsin or really just kind of anywhere that sounds fun, we'll try to go to and during that time.
When did you make the number switch? You started in a number 56 and now you are in the number 65. How did that come about? Was 56 your dad's number?
Yeah. So when I first started racing, me and my dad both had a car. I was actually in a modified, and so I was 56J, and my dad was in a sport mod, and he was 56M. Then when I switched to sport mods, I just flopped the number backwards. Since my dad helped me out and did so much for me, I just kind of wanted to keep it close to his and something to just kind of appreciate him by.
You also have drove cars with different chassis over the years. What chassis are you currently running and why?
Right now I got a Rage chassis. This is actually our first full year in it. Kind of just, I think it's only the third different chassis builder we've ran. We ran a BMS for the first several years that we started out. And then when their whole business selling out, switching deal went down, we got together with Slider Chassis by Lighting Motorsports out of Lincoln in Nebraska. And we stayed with them for, I think, 4 or 5 years. And then just now we just wanted something a little closer to us in case we had problems or anything. And I had a buddy that was selling his Rage, didn't have very many nights on it. And so I was able to get a pretty decent deal on it and made the switch to try it out.
Is your dad still racing back in Kansas?
Nope. My dad ended up selling everything he had, and now he's just takes his time off and spends it with all the grandkids when he can.
The closest track to you is Hancock County Speedway in Britt, Iowa. A new promoter recently, a fairgrounds track. How do you like Hancock County?
I really like it. Other than it's probably not as banked as what Dodge City is, but it reminds me a lot of running there. So it kind of is just similar driving style for me, I guess. And then, yeah, it's just super close. The competition there is pretty good. Everyone races, everyone clean. It's just a really nice place that I really like going there.
Another nearby track with a brand new promoter in 2025, Kossuth County Speedway in Algona, Iowa. What a fun track to run on a Thursday night because they get some great fan support for a Thursday.
Yeah, I like the setup of how that place is, just with the overhead grandstands being right there and just the whole track layout, the guardrail and everything. It's just a neat atmosphere, I guess you could say, that I've never really ran until I lived up here. And then racing wise, we kind of struggle sometimes. It either seems like we do really good there or really bad. We're still figuring it out, I guess you could say.
We also see you at Mason City Motor Speedway on Sunday nights. That's a different track to run with the banking. How does that fit your driving style?
I really like it ever since they shortened it from the old half mile. I really like the banking. The only downfall is I've never been much of a high side runner. So if I could break my habit and just get up there on the wall most nights, I'd probably be a whole lot better. But I'm usually a bottom feeder, so we're still working on that. And then it's also a challenge there with being at USRA, and there's quite a few of those guys that are really, really good.
Race cars versus horse people seems to be an issue at Mason City Motor Speedway.
Yeah, there's been a couple nights that I think they had to reschedule or cancel maybe even a couple nights because of it. I'm not sure. long as it never officially comes between that they have to choose one or the other. I don't know which way it goes, so hopefully they can just keep working together.
Clocky Motorsports. Fans see that logo on many cars in North Iowa. What is the story behind Clocky Motorsports?
That's just Chuck Clocky. He's been around racing for, I couldn't even tell you how long. I'm sure he's told me, I can't remember the exact number, but he's been around for several years, just a racing supporter of all kinds, and always just helped out racers when he can. And I think there's 4 or 5 of us that have his name and logo on our car, and he's very great to work with and really wants everyone that he helps, and just everyone in general, just as long as they're out there having fun and doing what they love, he's happy.
Caitlin is a huge supporter of your racing career. Was she raised around racing, and how did you meet?
Actually, I don't know if she really ever went to the races before. We actually met. We worked together at truck centers in Clear Lake, and yeah, she helped out a ton. There's several nights that with the kids, she's a big trooper of, I don't help out probably as much as I should or need to when they're running around and we're doing other things, but she loves to go and just always supporting me and never has anything bad to say, even when we don't think we did as good as we should have. She's right there saying, as long as we had fun.
As you mentioned with the kids, you are a busy dad. How have the kids changed your schedule and enhanced your experience at the track to have them there with you?
It's definitely busy. We go as much as we can. We probably haven't went as much lately as since our youngest was born at the start of the year. So it's just kind of tough with a 3.5-year-old and then a 6-month-old middle of racing season that it's hard to corral them both. And just the older one, Bentley, he is all about everything, working on it, figuring everything out, always trying to help. It's fun to see how much he wants to be involved.
Things happen off the track that fans don't get to see that affects many drivers, hauler breakdowns, floods, and you had some storm damage go through your home during this crazy summer weather.
Yeah, we luckily it was just mainly wind damage and everything. Sometimes it makes you have to take a night or two off to do housework and just everyday life stuff, but us racers, we're dumb enough that we just keep on going.
Speaking of that, what is it about those 6-foot trophies that make drivers go crazy? You got one of those at the Black Dirt Nationals this season.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't know if I've ever really, back in Kansas, I don't know if they have, at least back when I was there, there wasn't really ever opportunities for, like, they never had 6-foot trophies. And then ever since I came up here, I know at Britt and Algona for their fairs, they've always had it. And it's just always been something I've wanted. And it seems like that's something everyone wants and everyone looks forward to it. And so, yeah, to be able to finally get one, it was a pretty cool feeling.
One race that you would like to win yet in your racing career?
I think everyone's going to say Super Nationals just because of how it is, but you can't say that. I would say probably the Harris Clash or the one that's, I think they've only did it twice now the last 2 years, but up at 141, that Rob Witkoff Memorial Race, they just keep getting more and more things like prizes and everything else. And the trophies, they've just been continuously making them really cool. And that's the same as the Harris Clash. Those trophies just look awesome. I mean, there ain't nothing else out there like that. So it'd be really cool to have one of those.
Biggest win so far in your career, and I would think the Beatrice Spring Nationals would have to be right up there.
Yeah, I think that's probably one of the highest, or right up there with it, one of the highest payout races we've won. But then just the prestige of that event to start out the year, that was definitely, it's definitely up there with the ones. That was also the first weekend that we were in a brand new car to us, so that was really cool. I think that between that and then before the Salute to Veterans tour was the 3-day swing, and it was just a 1-day in Algona. We won, I think it was 2019, I won that race, and the trophy was an American flag, wooden, all carved out of wood and painted. Well, that was a pretty big, meaningful win.
And also getting paired with a veteran that night. Those veterans get really excited about that, being down there in Victory Lane.
Yep, and that whole tour has just taken off. They do so much for the veterans. They did so much back then, too, but it's just continued to grow every year, so it's always nice to give back to them, and then all the giveaways and prizes and everything they get for the veterans. That's just awesome to see.
Now that you're in a totally different state than your dad and your buddies back home, who helps you out on the car?
Mostly during the week, it's pretty much just me. I actually have a buddy now that I work with named Matt. He's been coming to the races this year and helping out on race nights and stuff, which has been a huge help. But then before that, I mean, it was just me during the week, and then race nights, kind of whoever you park by, we'd all help each other out. And then when I first moved up here, Nate Whitehurst, we were helping each other every night when I lived in Mason for a couple of years. Whenever one of us needed help in the evening time or something, we'd go help each other out.
Neptune Nate was a good one to bump into.
Yep, him and Levi Chip, they were pretty much the two people that talked me into moving up here.
Who helps you out on the car as far as sponsorship?
So we got Clocky Motorsports, Map Inc., Winslow Farms, Apple Trucking, Rage Chassis, Sprinkler Supply, Precision Performance, Root Spraying, Ingebrigtsen Transport, Dynamic Drivelines, Rockin' End Trucking, Money Land and Cattle, Willow Creek Century Farms, Daily Designs, Hunter & Co., KS Engineering, still just my parents, Caitlin's parents, everyone else that'll come by on random race nights and everything. Appreciate them too.
Plans for 2026?
Probably not going to be a whole lot different than this year. We're actually going to be building a new house, so that might slow us down a little bit, but we'll be, for the most part, just Algona, Ritt, and Mason. Mason will probably be just whenever we can, but we'll try to be at Algona and Ritt every night they race, and then travel to some specials whenever we can with work-wise and everything else going on.
Josh, I'm glad you took the leap of faith and moved from Kansas up here to Iowa. You're fun to watch at the racetracks, and thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Yep, thank you.
Does the thought of raking your leaves and hauling them away frighten you? If so, call Wolf and Sons at 455-3524, and they'll take the fright out of your fall.
Arrow Race Wheels is a leading manufacturer of high-quality steel racing wheels for both dirt and asphalt racing. Arrow Racing Wheels are built right here in North Iowa. This U.S. company's premium race wheels have been designed to put drivers on the top of the podiums for over 25 years. If you want to run with the winners, see arrowracewheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Foamcraft Packaging is a small, family-owned company and has been in business since 1988. Hi, I'm Donna Ayers, and I own Foamcraft along with my husband, Bob. We specialize in quality, affordable custom foam and wood packaging. Let our professional staff staff of designers, engineers, and manufacturers create a packaging solution that fits your needs and budget. Located at 400 Alexander Drive in Owatonna, Minnesota. Give us a call at 507-455-2893. Look us up at foamcraftpackaging.com.
Does your car suffer from rough idling and stalling? Does it hesitate when you take off from the traffic light? If it does, it could be due to dirty fuel injectors. Clean your car's fuel injection system with Justice Brothers Fuel Injection System Cleaner. It cleans the important parts of your fuel system and helps to restore normal operation. And it's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Available wherever fine automotive products are sold.
See our display at Runnings.
Tell them Ed Justice Jr. sent you.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show. And I am joined by Bob from Midwest Collision in Faribault. And Bob, your tagline in your ad, just love it. You bend them, we mend them. Most people would rather not have the hassle of an accident, but accidents do happen, and it's great to have someone to rely on if it unfortunately does happen.
Yeah, nowadays there's a lot of complications when you get in an accident with the insurance companies, police reports and everything else. Yeah, anytime you get in an accident, we're here for you. Get the claim filed with the insurance company. Get us an email address, a claim number. We can take photos of your car, get everything sent to the insurance company for you, get the claim process started.
The first thing as a customer that I would research about a company that I'm going to do business with is experience. Before you touch my car, I want to make sure you know what you're doing. And here at Midwest Collision, you have over 50 years of combined experience in the building, and that says a lot. You've seen a lot, and you've done a lot, and you know what you're doing.
Yeah, I've been doing it myself for 32 years now. The other guy has been with me. He's been doing it for 20 years. So between the two of us, we've seen a lot, done a lot. We really strive to do everything perfection for our customers, and we're two guys that have the most experience together, can really talk about things and when a repair's getting done from beginning to the end to make sure it's done right.
And as I pulled in the parking lot, I seen this beautiful pickup truck sitting out there, and he had a little boo-boo on the front end, which does not look good. But I know as a customer what that truck's going to look like when you're done with it, and he will be thoroughly impressed.
Yeah, the poor gentleman got hit in an intersection. Somebody blew the stop sign, hit him in the left front. And yeah, we'll repair it back to the way it was prior to the accident.
Also, nowadays, families are very busy running kids to sports and school, and being down a vehicle really impacts their lives. You have some top-notch loaner cars to keep them on the road and keep them going with their regular activities.
Yeah, we have five loaner cars that we give out. We actually have a six-passenger SUV we give out as well to help people out have bigger families. Because nowadays, let's face it, who has more than one vehicle at home?
You also know owners are very attached to their vehicles. It's an extension of them. It's a hunting truck, the carpool van, or it hauls the entire soccer team. They want quick turnaround to get their lives back on track.
Yeah, we generally try to get most of the repairs done within a week, 2 weeks max. Nowadays, the toughest struggle we have is with parts.
How has the tariffs affected parts and getting parts?
To be honest, as far as tariffs go, we don't see the price in our end. It would be already on the ticket, so we don't know what the dealerships are paying for the parts. Once in a while, a few things we have to get tariffs on would be like out of Canada or China. It just takes another week or two to get them.
Listeners are also aware of the environment. The stuff people would paint cars with back in the 70s when I was a kid would literally curl your hair. The products you use today are drastically different.
Yeah, we spray EnviroBase, water-based paint. It's environmental friendly. It's actually what's put on all the cars nowadays that we get a better color match. We do care about the environment as well.
So it's actually exact factory match.
Yep. Yes, it is, definitely.
I was recently driving in the metro, and I saw a relatively new pearl white sports car. I could tell from a block away the paint on the front fender and door didn't match the rest of the car. Misaligned body panels and poor matching paint will not happen here.
Nope. On a lot of your tougher colors, we'll just blend them out to make sure everything matches. We always strive to make sure our body lines match the way they were from one side to the other.
You also take the biggest headache out of the collision, and we were talking about this a little earlier,
working with the insurance company. A lot of people don't have experience working with insurance companies, or especially when there's a police report involved in a traffic accident. And also the insurance company wants you to take the cheapest bid and also the cheapest parts to get it done. And that's not always the best for the customer.
Nope. Nowadays, like I had mentioned earlier, as long as people get the claim filed with their insurance company, can get us an email address and a claim number. We'll take all the pictures for you, send it to your insurance company, get approval. And also, you have the right as a customer to go wherever you want to get your vehicle repaired. It's Minnesota state law.
I also stopped by a while back, and we discussed Tony Stewart, the impact and renewed focus he has put on the NHRA. And yesterday, he just literally announced he's replacing Donnie Schatz with Rico Abreu in that ride, and it's going to be an exciting 2026 to watch. We need more of that in racing to keep up the excitement.
Yeah, he's definitely a big name in motorsports all the way around. It's pretty exciting to see him branch out and do everything he's been doing with NHRA, and he's still very much involved in the Dirt Series. And he actually just formed an alliance with Elite Motorsports as well. He's been running a dragster for them, and his wife Leah stepped back into his dragster, which was originally her dragster.
Yeah, she's a heck of a driver, too.
Yeah, she's pretty amazing. Kind of cool to see those two go head-to-head.
Your Nova, the last time I saw it, it was in the corner of the garage. Have you had any time to make any more progress?
Claim we got a little bit done. You know how it is. I got the fenders and primer in the hood, and it's kind of been sitting idle since then. Summertime is pretty busy, and running the shop, your guy doesn't have a lot of time to work on his own stuff, which is fine. I'll get it done someday.
That's why they call them projects, right?
That's right, retirement project. Yeah, you can find us at MidwestCollisionFairwell.com. We also have a Facebook page as well. Or give us a call anytime you want. We're here from 7 to 5 Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4 on Friday. Our number is 507-332-2434.
Bob, it's always a blast to see you, and thank you so much for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
You as well, Clayton. Always a good time talking to you.
In 2009, the Outlaw Mini Mod Racing Series was organized by Batwing Chassis founder Nathan Kilwine. Today, you can find the Outlaw Mini Mod class running at tracks like Chateau Speedway, Mason City Motor Speedway, Stewart Speedway, and Worthington Speedway, plus other tracks around southern Minnesota, North Iowa, and Wisconsin. Join the fun by becoming a driver or follow their 18-race Black Iron MFG Outlaw Mini Mod Series Point Championship schedule as a fan. Batwing Chassis. Fast, affordable fun. See BatwingChassis.com.
As you stop the throttle to the floor, you want quick response and a burst of power. Hi, this is Corey from Byers Engine Service. Since 1975, our staff here at Byers Engine Service has been supplying hot rodders, drag racers, and circle track cars with the power and dependability they need at an affordable price. When you consider your next engine build, consider Byers. BESPerformance.com. No gimmicks, just horsepower.
The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is the only museum in the world that's solely dedicated to sprint car racing. Located in Knoxville, Iowa, next to the world-famous Knoxville Raceway, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open year-round for race fans to come in and learn more about sprint car racing. You'll see 30 to 35 race cars on display that are constantly changing throughout the year. In addition, you'll find memorabilia, historic race shops, and racing videos inside the museum next to the sprint cars. There's a racing movie theater on the museum's second floor, all of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame inductees' plaques and stories on display, a panoramic view of Knoxville Raceway, and the world's largest sprint car retail store, all at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa.
Racers Cole and Kyron Anderson want to provide outstanding products for their customers at Anderson Enterprises. With their new 10-color screen printer, your t-shirts, sweatshirts, tank tops, and vests will stand out from the rest. Anderson Enterprises also provides embroidery on sweatshirts, jackets, beanies, baseball caps, blankets, and more. Mention this Dirt Show ad and receive 10% off your next order. Contact Anderson Enterprises in La Center at 507-351-9244 or AndersonEnterprises.net. Set yourself apart from the rest.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on the Dirt Show, and I am joined by Brianna from Bulldog Coatings. And Brianna, right now the leaves are starting to fall, and the nuts and hulls from Noah's nuts are all over people's patios and making big stains. Bulldog Coatings can come in, fix that problem with a variety of textures and colors.
That is true, Clayne. So
Our coatings are for more than just garage floors. We do a lot of exterior projects like patios, sidewalks, things like that. And with one of our coatings, all those things can fall off the trees, but they're not going to affect it and they're not going to stain it.
The other huge benefit of Bulldog coatings is ease of cleanup. Many times when you sweep the garage floor or the shop floor, it still seems dirty. But that doesn't happen with Bulldog coatings.
It does not. We put in typically a textured floor in a garage or a shop because we want some slip resistance. But the products that we're using allow for a lot of resilience. So nothing's going to stick to it. So you can sweep it, you can broom it, squeegee it. But the other beauty is you can just take a hose to it and hose it all out, and then you don't have to worry about it. But nothing is really going to stick to it or stain it. So that hose every once in a while will be your best friend.
And speaking of slippage, slip and falls cause over 1 million emergency room visits every single year and can be disabling or even fatal to people over 65. Bulldog coatings can also fix that problem.
Yes, that's why we do that textured coating, because I call it a car booger. In the winter, that falls off your wheel wells there will melt right by your driver passenger door. You get out of, say, your pickup truck or your car, you step and you're slipping right on your butt. And with the textured coating, that helps prevent that. So A, when that car booger falls off, all the salt and chemicals in that from the road isn't going to affect the coating, but also that texture is going to keep you on your feet and keep you safe.
A job starts with a one-on-one consultation with a factory-trained and certified flooring specialist that knows their products and job.
Yes, and 9 times out of 10, that person is me. But we're a family-owned and operated business, so in that, you also get a member of the ownership team on every project. We don't sub out any of our work. We don't just, you know, have a group of people we just toss on jobs. You get a member, whether it be myself, one of my brothers, or my dad, touching every project to make sure things are up to the Bulldog standard.
And speaking of that, Bulldog Coatings, you mentioned, is a family-owned and family-operated business. So you work with them from start to finish, and they stand behind the work that they do.
Absolutely. We are a family-owned and operated business, and once you work with us, you become part of the Bulldog family. We treat every garage as if, every project, I should say, as if it were our own. We work together. We're very detail-oriented. We work as clean as possible. We clean up after ourselves. And anyone you talk to on our crew is going to be able to answer your questions. And if they're not, they can send you to the right person to do so. But when you have Bulldog Coatings show up and do a project for you, you don't have to... I just want to say you don't have to worry about it. You're part of the family. When I hire new employees, I say you're dealing with a big sister, and that's who you're dealing with Bulldog, is a family. So you get a touch of ownership on every team. We have confidence, and we stand behind our work because it's our family name on it.
You also have great conversations with the customers, so they know what to expect, and they know the time frame it will take to get the job done from start to finish, so there's no question.
Yes. When you have me out to do an estimate with you, we have a conversation. We walk through our process, our products, why we do things the way we do it, and how we do it. I am there as a resource of information. So when I walk away and you get that bid for your project, you are going to know exactly what's going to happen. You're going to have a full understanding. I don't have a standard slideshow or video that I give you. I don't hard close you on the spot because it's an investment. You should be able to ask questions. No, every project is unique. Yes, there's a general approach to everything, but it's tailored to each individual project. And you should know exactly what yours entails, not just generally what we do. And that's why our estimates are a free on-site consultation conversation, not just a video, lay everything out, and then throw it at you. We're going to talk about it and make sure you fully understand what you're in for.
Another amazing thing you do, a 12 by 12 cement patio to a basement family room, to a 10,000-square-foot warehouse or industrial facility. You can do them all from large to small.
Yes. You might catch Todd saying every once in a while, we're a commercial floor coating company who also does garages. And that's part of the family aspect. We have a lot of expertise in different situations, and that comes from my dad, Todd. And that's why we're able to go into a house from the 1950s that has lived some life and just needs extension of that life. or a brand new slab, or we can go into a 100,000 square foot manufacturing facility and give them whatever they need. So we are more than just a garage floor coating company, and we have more than just that speckled polyurea floor. We have a whole arsenal of products and processes that we are experts in. And what we do is when you come to us and say, I have this project in mind, we say, what are your goals for this space? What are you going to be using it for? And we go back to our arsenal of products and processes and say, this is what we recommend for you. And then we lay out that product and process.
If cash flow is an issue right now, now you can still get the floor you desire with pre-qualified financing so you can pay it over time.
Absolutely. We don't do show specials and run different things here and there. We just give you our best price up front because we know what we do and we know we're good at it. And there's value there. But we talked to each other. We said, what can we do to make this more approachable for people and maybe a little bit easier? And so rather than running all kinds of discounts and specials and trying to keep track of all that, we decided to offer a financing program. So right now you can get up to 24 months at 0% interest on a Bulldog project.
Listeners can start by checking out your very user-friendly website.
Yes, that is BulldogCoatingsMN.com.
How can listeners contact Bulldog Coatings?
The best thing to do is to go to that website and there's a contact form in there. Otherwise, you can find us on Facebook at Bulldog Coatings and you can call me at 507-837-9773.
Brianna, thanks for your wealth of knowledge and thank you for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Thanks, Clayton. We're proud to sponsor you.
Hey, what are you doing?
Just watching Chevlin Enterprises picking up our trash.
That was a great decision to switch to Chevlin Enterprises.
Yes, it was. Great price, great service, locally owned and operated. And remember that spring garage cleanout?
Yeah, two full dumpsters, and they took care of it all.
I wish every decision was as easy as Chevlin Enterprises.
Amen to that.
Contact Chevlin Enterprises today at 507-214-8727.
Partnering with Hawken Cattle Producers throughout the United States, Altenburg Construction has over 30 years of experience in the slat replacement business. Altenburg Construction uses a custom wash bay to ensure biosecurity for your herd. Whether you need an entire site or a single slat, stop into one of their three locations in Louisville, Minnesota, and Ziering in Washington, Iowa, and ask about their five-day guarantee. Or call 888-435-2210 or see AltenburgConstruction.com.
Bulldog Coatings, let Bulldog protect and restore your floors. Transform your old garage floor with a local family owned Bulldog Pros. Beautiful coatings, longevity, trust the experts, we make it so easy. Affordable solutions, you can't go wrong. See BulldogCoatingsMN.com. Bulldog Coatings, let Bulldog protect and restore your.
Dedication to excellence. That's what sets Midwest Collision of Faribault apart from other collision repair shops. Bob and his staff at Midwest Collision will spend as much time as it takes on your vehicle to guarantee it leaves the shop looking and operating as good as new. Contact Midwest Collision today at 507-332-2434.
Midwest Collision. You bend them, we bend them.
Welcome back, and I am joined by Corey from Napa Auto Parts. And Corey, the weather is changing, and soon the crops will be in the bins, and the winter projects are going to start moving indoors. Many listeners have no idea the magnitude of heavy-duty tools and equipment that Napa carries because most of the stores don't have the space to display all this stuff. Compressors, engine hoists, car hoists, massive floor jacks, Napa basically has it all.
Yeah, actually we do. And like you said perfectly, most of the time we don't have the floor space to display all of our tools and equipment. But this year we relaunched the Carlisle tool line. Within that Carlisle tool line, we are specializing in pretty much everything. We've got air compressors, we've got jump packs, we got battery chargers. And then in addition to that, with everything we got on the Carlisle line, as far as jacks, floor jacks, creepers, we also have a full line of two and four post and alignment lifts, which we sell quite a few of them. And most of the time, people that are coming to Napa don't even think about that. So we pretty much carry every line of lifts too. We're not specialized in just one lift. We've got Challenger, we've got Rotary, we got Forward, we got AMCO, AMCO Coats. So anything that you would ever need for setting up a shop, an existing shop or a new shop, we are pretty much a one-stop shop.
You mentioned Carlisle. Also, you have a full line of Napa professional brand tools and service tools that come with a limited lifetime warranty so you can buy with confidence at Napa.
Yes, absolutely. And we carry pretty much everything that you could find on a specialty tool truck, we have available. Everybody's kind of big on the Milwaukee tools right now. Last year, we actually became Milwaukee's top retailer of Milwaukee. And I think a lot of people don't understand that we have Milwaukee either. So like the big box stores, we have it all. And we are competitive. And we're ready to help anybody within their needs, especially on the farm and ag. We can pretty much suit anything that they want as far as even their oil equipment. If they need bulk oil barrels with the pumps, we do have that available. The DEF pumps for almost all your equipment now that's over 100 horsepower has to have DEF in it if it's a diesel. So we have the DEF pumps. We have the 330-gallon totes of DEF. We can pretty much help anybody with anything that they need.
Napa is celebrating 100 years in business this season. I can't imagine what you're going to have out there as far as holiday gift packages. Napa would be a great place to come and get a gift set for that car lover in your family or get them a gift certificate so they can pick out what they want.
Absolutely. At every one of our stores, we have the ability to actually give them a regular credit card, gift card. They can get any increment that they want, and they can use them at pretty much any Napa store that they want. So if they come in here and buy a gift card for somebody at Christmas time, they don't necessarily have to come back here and use it. They can use it at any other Napa store.
Corey, how can they find your Napa Auto Parts store?
We are at 636 West 10th Street, Sioux Falls here. We're right downtown. So we're kind of within a bunch of houses here, so we're kind of off the beaten path, but you can find us at 636 West 10th Street, Sioux Falls.
Corey, thanks for all you do for your community, and thank you so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coating offers a scientific process that uses electricity and heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme can deliver media blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Custom colors and exhaust coatings are available also. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of BP's high-performance products online at bpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
When you need a trailer, you want selection, service, and someone who will be there after the sale. Zach's Sales and Service in Sherburn is this region's leader in quality trailers. From H&H, Aluma, Mission, and Easy Hauler. Whether you need a utility, enclosed, dump, flatbed, or tilt trailer, Zach's Sales and Service has over 300 trailers on the ground and ready for delivery today. Contact Zach's Sales and Service today at 507-764-2299 or see zachstrailersales.com, where service is right in their name.
Welcome back, and I am joined by Brent from Stinger Attachments. And Brent, I heard about this piece of equipment, haven't seen it yet. You are literally debuting it today. You actually have two new pieces of equipment down here. And tell us a little bit about them.
So the two pieces we've got, we kind of launched at the Iowa State Fair, and this would be the second show.
And the first one would be our new brush cutter lineup, so the first in the series, which is our heavy-duty brush cutter. We call it the F5, the Twister F5. It's rated for that 8-inch material, and it's got four blades, a heavy 1-inch pan, and carbide dog, so you can cut and grind and basically clean up property. So built super heavy-duty. A lot of people have been impressed with that and sold a few of them. And the other product we've got here is what we call our rock reel. So again, that's a product we invented and kind of brought to the market here for farmers, especially in this area or in Iowa, where rock picking is always something that just keeps coming back every time you make a pass over the field. So what this bucket does is it takes the traditional rock bucket and it adds a cage on it with a hydraulic arm. So basically, as you go out and pick up rock, that arm will scoop the rock into the bucket. The benefit there is it's a little quicker, and you don't have to do as much disturbance to the soil, so you don't leave a hole or have to backfill. It just makes it a whole lot easier and quicker.
And also, when you're looking at a piece of equipment like this, not only are you deciding if this is what you need, but it's also the tractor you're going to attach it to. Does it have the components that will fit up with the client's equipment? And that's where your knowledge really comes in.
Yeah, so every piece of attachment we sell, and we cover multiple markets, starting out in kind of the compact tractor walk behind. We come into utility tractor, skid steer, which was kind of the basis of the company. And then now we've gotten more into wheel loaders and telehandlers and payloaders up to that 200 horsepower range. So with all of that, kind of the question we have is, what's your machine? What do you want to do? And then once we know that, we start fitting out, okay, what mount do you need? What hydraulic flows do you need? What's your lift capacity? Things like that to get you matched up with exactly the piece that'll not only do what you want to do, but that your machine will handle and handle well.
Also, walking into the booth, the first thing you notice is the quality, how well these are built, how solid they are, how nice the welds look on each piece of equipment. And you're not buying the cheapest product on the market. You're buying something that when you purchase it, it's going to last and the company stands behind it.
That's well said. So kind of where our company hangs our hat is first and foremost quality of product. So that means quality in design, longevity, durability, but also quality in workmanship and customer service. Customer service is high with us. So again, we help you make sure your questions are answered, that you understand what you need, what you're getting. And our products that we design and build in-house are all backed by a 2-year warranty. So effectively what we say is we want you to go out and we want you hopefully to have this for a lifetime.
And a great thing about Stinger attachments, whenever I call, the phone is answered right away, and it's a human being.
Yep, we also take pride in that. So every call, even the calls we miss, we do return because we, again, hold customer service kind of at the top of our list on a high-quality product. Our dealer here, if you go on our website, and as Zach's a new dealer, but we'll be getting it set up. But basically, on our website, you can see where all of our dealers are across the nation. We also sell retail, so depending on what your preference and where you're at, you can contact our dealer or contact us direct. If nothing else, contact us direct, and we can steer you in the right direction. Zach is here just north of town, about 25 miles at Wall Lake. His business, as you said, is County Line Feeding Equipment. And so feel free to stop in here while we're at the fair or contact us after.
And what are those ways to contact Stinger Attachments direct?
So there's a couple ways. You can go on our website and kind of look at our products. We publish all of our prices on our website, so you can kind of go under what machine you have or what category and what product and then configure it out. Always, we welcome phone calls. Our main number is 507-273-7497. We've got 3 salespeople on staff. That's Bill, Logan, and myself. And again, we're happy to help you answer any questions and make you feel good about your purchase.
It's always a pleasure to see you. And the cool thing, personally for me, is you've got some race drivers working for you building this stuff. So that's always a bonus purchase point.
Definitely. We've got racing in our blood and most of our crew and staff. So absolutely right. Always entertaining.
Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
In the United States, more than 150 million tons of steel are recycled annually. Millions of tires and approximately 160 million car batteries. Since 1972, Miskin Auto Parts has been a part of that recycling effort. This is Jim Miskin from Miskin Auto Parts. We have also helped to provide customers with quality, reusable parts locally and throughout the region with our daily shipping program. Give us a call at Miskin Auto Parts today for quality used parts, 507-684-2100. Recycle we must, and in God we trust.
Kevco drive shafts are 100% American made in the USA with USA sourced materials, using precision machine yokes offering more clearance and higher strength than any shaft on the market. All drive shafts are meticulously hand built and balanced on our new Superior Driveline Shaftmaster machine. Kevco drive shafts has the ability to build carbon fiber drive shafts loaded with Spicer 1310 solid body non-greasable U-joints for superior strength. Kevco also offers U-joints, U-bolts, slip yokes, and anything you need for your drive shaft. Call them today, 800-770-3557, or online at kevcoracing.com.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.